Now, during this short talk, we're going to think about one verse from that reading that Chris read to us. But before we do that, I wonder, have we ever thought about the process that's involved when we send a parcel? Whether we go to a counter somewhere or we decide to do this online, we are in effect giving the company an order to send our parcel from one postcode to another. We're giving that company a direct order to send our parcel from one country to another. And in the 9 weeks leading up to December 2024, a courier company claimed that during its peak times of service, its staff were delivering almost 4,000 parcels per minute, which is an astonishing statistic. And as we think about giving an order to send something, we find this idea in our short text for this evening. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 3 and verse 17, hopefully we can see this in our booklets. In John chapter 3 verse 17, Jesus says the following to a Jewish man called Nicodemus. Jesus says, can you see it there? God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Now picture the scene with me. We're in the early part of the first century and the Roman Empire is bossing the Middle East. And we are in occupied Jerusalem where Nicodemus, a religious leader of the Jews, he wants to know more about Jesus. Now, what of that meeting? Well, at the beginning of chapter 3, John tells his listeners that Nicodemus visits Jesus by night, a bit like this, during the night. And this detail is taken to symbolize Nicodemus's lack of understanding about Jesus. And, we might feel the same this evening. But during his conversation with Nicodemus, a conversation that touches on many different important issues, during that conversation, Jesus explains to Nicodemus the truth about God's amazing love for this world. And as we hover over our verse for this evening, the first thing that stands out is God's decisiveness on our behalf. You see, where John records how God the Father sent Jesus into the world, well, this is us and our parcel. This is us giving our courier that order, an order that effectively sends our parcel to a new destination at just the right time. And by God's command, Jesus was sent from heaven, the glory of heaven, into this dark and fallen world. At just the right time, Jesus was born to a woman called Mary in the little town of Bethlehem. But what of his arrival on earth? Well, as our text moves forward, Jesus says, can you see it there? God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. And as we think about the word condemn, well, that word is not difficult to understand, is it? Imagine for a moment that a property on the high street in the village has become abandoned for whatever reason. Nobody wants to take it on. And over time, that building, well, it falls into a state of disrepair. The foundations start to crumble. The roof falls in and the floors, well, they're collapsing. And so, sited as it is in that prominent place on the high street, the council get together and they condemn that building. The council agrees to get rid of the danger in a safe and systematic manner. Now, while I can't speak for everyone here this evening and you watching online, I'd say that this world is a really dangerous place. Creatures are fearful of us. Some creatures attack and kill us. We battle with viruses and bacterial infection. There are numerous wars, famines, earthquakes, volcanoes, and instances of flooding. There is human trafficking, drugs smuggling. There's corruption in so many parts of life we can't keep up. Our streets, well, they're divided, full of tension. And after we get home, what about all the sad things that occur behind those nice front doors? Like the dangerous building on the high street that the council condemns, this dangerous world is also worthy of condemnation by God Almighty. But in Jesus' first advent, just over 2,000 years ago, God's plan then was all about building up rather than tearing down. When Jesus was sent, when Jesus was ordered by God the Father to leave the glory of heaven and enter this fallen world as a baby, Jesus did not come into this dangerous world to condemn it. No, when Jesus was sent into the world, he was sent to reveal, demonstrate, and explain the unsearchable love of God for sinners like us. And as our text ends, well, we're told the same thing. Can you follow it? God the Father sent his one and only Son into the world in order that the world might be saved through him. In the same way we send a parcel with a gift to someone we love, likewise God lovingly sends his Son to us so that we might enjoy a transforming relationship with our Maker and, yes, our Judge. A transforming relationship in which we receive by faith the forgiveness of our sins and wonderfully peace with God. A transforming relationship which helps us to overcome our fears because Jesus Christ has overcome this world. Now, of course, having heard all of this, well, you might not be bothered one way or the other. You might be thinking, so what? But just before you dismiss our time together, please consider this, that just as Jesus came into the world to show us the finest love of God that we could ever imagine or ask for, equally, there is a day coming when Jesus will return to this earth. He will be sent back for the second and final time. And when that future day happens, rather than coming to us as one who is meek and mild and gentle, it will be the opposite. The Bible tells us that on his great day that is coming towards us, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. Said another way, it will be an unmissable day, and every eye will behold him in his glory. And on that day, God in Christ will condemn forever those people who have chosen to reject his finest love expressed in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, as we finish now, while we have the time, while we still have our faculties, whilst our minds are still in one piece, whilst we still have the breath of life in our bodies, please, please accept by faith God's Son Jesus sent into this world to save us from our sins by his death on the cross at Calvary. We shall not be condemned if we are found by God to be trusting his Son Jesus and using his gospel to shape our lives. Finishing off now, if you have any questions about this evening, about anything that you've heard in the last 10 minutes or so, please speak to me afterwards. I'll hopefully be in the church hall after this. And if you want to know more about the church and its events or clubs, please do check us out online also.